The talk itself will walk you through a software called Stellarium. Now, Stellarium, it's an open source software that literally gives you a 3D model of the night sky that you could project on a wall, you could bring up on your monitor.
Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin, Mass. FM radio dial 102.9. Here today in the studio with our friendly librarian, Mitzi Guzzi. Mitzi, how are you doing?
Hi, Steve. It's nice to see you.
Again, absolutely. Yes. And the months just keep going. Now we're talking March already.
I don't have words. I don't have words.
We'll just focus on the event.
The year,
those are the things
the year's
that are happening.
Flying. The year is flying. So with the events, let me get the hours out of the way. Our normal hours, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sundays are still 1:30 to 5. We haven't hit that
summer shift
yet. Mm-hmm. So we're still open on Sundays. And March is one of those months where there aren't really any Monday holidays to worry about either.
Ooh.
So
that's right. The next one coming is May.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep. Now, to start off, we look at our kids' events. The big one I want to put out there, we haven't had a chance to do a lot of marketing and hype up for it, is Julie Stepanek will be coming for Sing With Your Baby. It's a great, cute show. She is an amazing performer. That will be March 2nd.
March 2nd, so that's coming
10:30 a.m. Yes, that's like right around the bend. I mean, we're at the end of February. It's literally days away. We're not talking like couple weeks. We got days to plan that one out.
Yeah.
We were really lucky that she had time in her schedule for us.
Sure.
And so I really want to get that one out there.
You accommodate the schedules because it's going to be worthwhile.
It is amazing. Now, we also have a couple of really cool things coming up. So March 5th is one we have the Children's Museum coming as a pop-up event.
Yep.
Now, that will be the 5th and the 16th.
Yep, 2 days.
Yep.
Or two time periods. One, I think, is shorter than the other. One's 10 to 2, if I recall. One's 11 to 2, if I remember, because I added them to the community calendar.
The one on the 5th starts at noon.
Noon.
At noon.
Yep.
All right. That will be the Children's Museum having a pop-up exhibition at the library. It should be an amazing time. I'm really looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, right off the heels of that, on the 5th, you go to the 6th, and we have a series of half days coming up at the schools.
Yeah.
And so, for one of those half days, we have Frisbee champion Todd Brodeur coming in to do a demonstration. That'll be on Wednesday, March 6th at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Then art programs are expanding. As we said last time, it was a little while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a little while ago.
Either January or February, we teased about expansions coming.
Yep. So one of our new assistant library staff is a great artist. Her name's Lily. She's amazing, so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
She's helping us put together a program called Petite Picassos. And we've got 2 days in March set up for more art programs. And that'll be the 11th and the 25th.
Okay.
And they're both starting at 3:30. Registration will be required.
Okay.
You can find all that information on the website,
yep,
and sign up for our newsletter. Those links always go out in the newsletter as well.
Sure. Yep.
And that pretty much brings us all the way up to nearly the end of the month for kids. So at the end of the month, it just kind of goes bam, 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 as we go into the Easter weekend in March. So we'll have Henry the Juggler on Thursday, March 28th at 1 o'clock p.m. We have a magic show called Abracadabra.
I think I've heard that in Magic Association somewhere along the way.
Not Abracadabra. Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. Yes. Oh, the nice little twist on that one, for sure.
Yes, that will be on March 29th at 1 o'clock p.m. It's a magic show that's designed especially for kids and families. And then the big event that is capstoning our month of March, we are working with Dean, and we're going to be doing an egg hunt on the library lawn.
Ooh.
And that will be on March 30th, starting at 10:30 a.m. And with our big events, it's always, we have a slight idea of when it should end. Probably won't end at that point in time. So we're partnering with Dean, as I said, to put on this giant egg hunt on the library lawn and the Dean College Grove. You want to bring your own basket. We'll have some crafts and activities. And if you're worried about what's in the eggs, we're not going towards the candy end. We're going, like, small prizes, stickers, and...
Yep. Crafty things.
Exactly. We're not going on the food end. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more like temporary tattoos, stickers, little knickknacks and toys kind of deal. Not candy, for the most part. Yeah. Too many allergy things and too many...
Too many allergies, too many dental appointments. You know, why worry about those? There's other things that you can put in an egg.
Yep. And that takes us to the end of the month. And I know that was pretty rapid fire, but that literally is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... 8 events going on, and that's just kiddos and families.
Kiddos
and families. Then we get into the older side of things, and we get into our adults. Now, again, we have a semi-last-minute ad for the adult side as well, where we have Allie from Night Owl Farm. She'll be doing a talk on starting your own vegetable garden.
Okay.
Yes. And that is also on Saturday, March 2nd, so right around the corner.
Ouch, yes.
That'll be starting at 1 o'clock p.m., and it looks really good. I mean, this is for the absolute beginner. If you know a little bit about what you're doing, there are probably some tips and tricks you can glean.
Sure.
But this is... I have a space. I've been wanting to do this, but I am in... paralysis.
Decision paralysis.
I'm in decision paralysis. I don't know what to do.
What do I do first?
Yep. And this will be a great way to kind of dig in, as it were.
Literally dig in, yes. I like how you did that. Yes, get your hands dirty.
That will be on March 2nd at 1 o'clock p.m. And then following that up, we have our normal March collaboration with the Franklin Garden Club, and they're bringing healthy soil for healthy plants, which is led by Donald Demirs of Buxton Hollow Farm, and he'll be discussing soil health, testing your soil, how to add the nutrition and the right bacteria and the right additives to get the soil where it needs to be to get the most for your plants.
Right.
And that will be on March 5th at 7 o'clock p.m. So if you have gardening aspirations this year, the library is where you want to be. You want to Saturday and then Tuesday, you're good. You've got not only how to start it, but also how to maintain your soil and how to keep it healthy for years to come.
Right. If you want to do more than just kind of throw the seeds in the ground and then kind of water them and watch them and weed them, et cetera, then this gives you the kind of the how do I get started and then... What kind of soil do I really have? Is it good for this kind of stuff that I'm growing, or do I need to do something else with it?
Exactly. For me, I'm really looking forward to asking questions on keeping the squirrels and the rabbits out of my produce.
Yes.
I didn't do a garden last year because of all of the rabbits that were in my neighborhood. And just as I'm driving by, there's six rabbits in my yard. I'm not going to get any produce this year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, the first year I put in a garden, the squirrels decided to take one bite out of every single one of my tomatoes.
Right.
Just one.
Yeah.
Just one bite. Mm-hmm. Not eat the whole thing. Just one bite out of each tomato.
Mm-hmm. Fencing might be an option.
We're hoping, because I put down netting, they still got into it and still, like, broke out of it. I staked the netting down and it didn't work. Made me so bad.
For sure.
It was very frustrating, but I get it. They're part of the environment, too.
Yes.
Now, moving out of outdoor activities, we have an adult paint party coming up on Saturday, March 9th at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Registration required, and we've got a seasonal paint subject that you come in, all the materials are provided, and you just have a fun paint mm-hmm. afternoon. It'll be really cool. And that wraps us up for some of the big ticket items
for the adults.
For the adults. Yep. And then I have a couple of things that could be adult, could be kid, could be teen.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings me to now on March 16th at 3:00 p.m. we have our Irish in America concert coming to the library. Mary King.
Before St. Patrick's Day. It's right in the spirit.
Oh, it's literally the day before St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
And Mary King, she's been at the library a bunch of times. She's a ton of fun. It's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend it. I really have to thank the Franklin Cultural Council for helping us bring
the funding.
Mary King back to the library. It's just great to have her. She's sure. really fun to work with.
Yep.
And we also have a upcoming event. It's a Thursday evening. Bring the Stars Indoors. Now that's Thursday, March 21st at 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be giving a talk and demonstration of a open source planetarium software.
Ooh.
So this is a tie-in with the eclipse coming up in April.
This
so
is true.
We'll yeah. have eclipse glasses at the event for mm-hmm. people to pick up.
Yep.
And the talk itself will walk you through a software called Stellarium. Now, Stellarium, it's an open source software that literally gives you a 3D model of the night sky that you can project on a wall, you could bring up on your monitor,
mm-hmm.
and you put in your position on the globe, and it gives you that view of the night sky.
That's key, because in some other formats people may have heard, I traveled a bit, so I was in the southern hemisphere and the sky was different. It was like, where are things?
Yep.
So that would help.
It's great, especially if you're traveling and you plan on doing some sky observations in
sure.
a different place.
Yeah.
You can put in the location of where you'll be, and also you can fast forward, because it gives you a real-time
Oh, for that time
view.
Of day for that view
exactly.
is the way to look for things that are happening as, because, yeah, things may, on first glance, you may say, well, the star's always there. No, it's moving. We're all moving.
Yep. And it's a great way to either plan a stargazing event
mm-hmm.
or it's a great way to bring the stars indoors, and if you can't get outside or if it's too cold, you can eliminate the light pollution and explore the night sky
yes. Yes.
as it would be.
Yep,
it's a really, really cool piece of software.
Mm-hmm.
I love using it for planning those trips. So if I'm going camping out in New Hampshire where there's going to be less light pollution,
mm-hmm.
then
right.
I can have an idea of what that night sky is going to look like
sure.
before I get there.
Yeah.
And what direction I need to look in if I want to see these stars or those stars.
Yeah, because if you're not aware, night pollution is the thing. And while Franklin is rather bright, it helps us from a safety perspective, getting around perspective. But to try and see stars, no.
It does not help whatsoever. We'll also be going over a little bit of some safety tips for the eclipse itself.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'm just hoping it'll be a fun time where people will geek out with me about the night sky. And we'll talk about the eclipse. The software itself does have an eclipse simulator in there as well.
Oh, okay.
So yep. if you're looking to show littles, this is what you're going to see.
Right.
Kind of prepare them for that.
Yes, because otherwise it's kind of hard to explain. I mean, yep. that concept is hard for adults to understand, never mind for the littles. Where's the words that we can do use to that? So now you got a picture that tells the story.
Yep. So in February, we did a craft night for the event. And then the capstone leading up to the eclipse, we're going to hold a party the first weekend in April because the eclipse is April 8th. It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. Yeah, it's coming early. Yeah.
And the timeline for it, I believe, is somewhere in the 2:30 to 3:30 range is going to be when it's starting.
Yep.
And moving, and it'll be over by about 4:30.
Yep.
And I have exact times for Franklin, like down to the minute.
Okay.
You can get those from me if you want. And it really coincides with just the end of the school day. There's not a lot of time to get home. There's not a lot of time really to be out and about unless you are already dedicated to it and taking time for it.
Sure.
So we're not planning a viewing event at the library, but we are going to do a party in April, the Saturday before. We'll be handing out more glasses, doing crafts, talking about the science,
Preparing accordingly.
Yeah. Preparing for the eclipse. It's too bad that it's in the afternoon like that on a normal weekday, on a Monday. Oh,
well, that particular time, you've got schools getting out depending upon which school and which level, elementary, middle, high school. You got sporting events, you got after school events. It's a rather busy time period.
Exactly. It's right in that after school block.
Yeah.
So it's really, I'm hoping people can take some time for it, but in looking at the schedule and people's lives and the way they work,
right.
I think it'd be better if we just provide them the opportunity and the education, and if they have the time, they can take it.
Sure.
If they don't have the time, there will be another one coming up. Granted, it's not going to be for like 20 years, but
wait around. Some of us will be there for that.
Yeah.
The other thing that comes to mind, since it's in that kind of post-school hour time period, any of the high school sporting events may actually have a pause during that, depending upon the cloud cover and the visibility would get a little darker. But that kind of preparation is certainly going to be key, because you don't want somebody just looking up the wrong way.
Exactly.
Because
it's not going to be a total eclipse for Franklin. We are in the 93% band.
Okay.
So the eclipse will be 93% of totality at its peak.
Right.
So what that means is the sun will literally be, there'll be a little fingernail of the sun always visible beyond the moon.
Right.
And it won't be ever safe to look directly up without some sort of
glasses or coverage
for your eyes.
Sure.
And the same thing applies to your cell phone. Your cell phone camera
and
the optics and the pictures work a lot like your eyes.
Yep.
You can burn out the lenses on your cell phone if you try to take pictures of the eclipse without a filter.
So if you got a brand new phone, it may not be the time to test to take a photo.
Not a good time to take a photo of that. There's a lot of safety stuff that I'm hoping to get out there for this. And that'll be kind of an emphasis at the Solar, at the Bringing the Stars Indoors talk on the 21st, and also at the party on, I think it's
6.
April 6th.
Yep.
Because, again, that's really early in the month, so might as well get it in there now.
Yep. Definitely.
And as always, we have our book sale coming up. The days for the book sale are going to be March 15th and 16th month.
So the Friday afternoon book sale, Friday morning book sale, Friday afternoon bag sale. So
Saturday afternoon bag sale. Yep. And those are going to be lining up with the Irish in America concert and one of the days for the pop-up museum, actually.
Yes, correct. Yep. So it'll be a busy happening place at the library, as if it isn't. It always is. Some are busier than others.
We're still running our volunteer income tax program. That's every Saturday, 10 a.m.
through April 15th or whatever with the tax due date.
And so we'll be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every Saturday this month as well. Come in, we'll evaluate your paperwork, make sure you fit spec for our site, and then if there's an appointment available, we can help you right then if you have time. If not, we'll make an appointment for a later time, because going through and double-checking your paperwork can take upwards of a half hour, 45 minutes to an hour, and then doing the actual preparation could take another hour on top of that.
Sure.
I had some poor people, they literally were waiting at the library from 9 a.m., until 4 p.m. They were just there all day. They're like, nope, we'll wait. We'll just get it done. I'm like, wow. Okay.
Okay.
I guess you'll wait. But it is definitely...
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of schedule that we're operating on right now.
Sure. Yep. And tax day is coming.
Yep. So. Only a month and a half left.
Yes.
Only a month and a half left, because taxes are due on April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you need more time, of course, you can file for an extension.
Correct.
That's not something that we can help you with.
Right.
But the resources are available on the IRS's website, and filing an extension is not that difficult.
No.
And the last day for our site is April 13th. That'll be the that'll be the D-Day for us to be able to
help. The Saturday before April 15th.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're still looking for volunteers for our English as a Second Language program.
ESL. Yep.
Yep. At this point, getting more volunteers for the Income Tax Assistance Program, you're going to be spending
more
the next
time
week.
Training than
we're going to spend a week or two training before you can even get into it.
Right.
So at this point, if you're interested in just finding out about it, get in touch with me, and then we'll talk about next year.
Sure. Prepare for the next cycle.
Yep. Because, I mean, it's every year. Death in Texas.
Comes around, for sure.
There are two other things I want to mention before I kind of pack it in on the library schedule, which I know this is a lot.
But that's why we spend some time, because clearly even the monthly alert that you send out, I break it up in the chunks because it's just too long for me to post in the entire newsletter. But I think it more appropriately gives people a chance to focus on these are the kids' events, these are the teens' events, these are the adults' events, etc. And one of the things we certainly refer to, but you've got some regular events that are happening all the time, and we don't really cover those a whole lot, but I think that's a couple of things you want to tout?
So, a couple of those. So, we have our annual March Madness Battle of the Books starting on March 4th, and vote for your favorite book, who would win, that kind of deal. It's a ton of fun. And also, our reading challenge this year, the March theme is a book written by more than one author. And we do have some advice on some books from the library staff on our printed calendar at the library.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're right, I do want to highlight some of those regular events. We have a couple of rebrands and a couple of programs that I want to push out more into the into the awareness and ether. Now, Code Club. It's basically same rules as Girls Who Code. It's an hour of code just to have fun, play with code. If you are having problems with a project, I can help you.
Mm-hmm.
As many know, I am the resident nerd at the library. So when it comes to technology and coding, I might be able to help. We also have a board game group on Tuesday evenings. It's a once a month thing, and it's listed under our adult events, but it's really all ages.
Sure.
So if you want a family game night, come try a new game. We bring in some games from the Library of Things.
Right.
And I also bring a selection from my overly large
collection.
Of board games. So you can try some interesting and different games that you might not have heard of before.
Sure.
We don't bring up Monopoly or any of those normal ones.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
We go a little bit more avant-garde with our board game tastes.
Check out what else could be on the table instead of the standard ones.
And also, I wanted to mention our trivia program. We have a trivia night at the library called Tricky Trivia.
Right.
Again, it's listed under adult programs, but it could be all ages. It's a ton of fun. I have a blast thinking up the questions.
Well, I think you learned based upon what we talked before. You've de-tricked it a little bit. You lowered the level of trickiness.
I toned it down. And this month for Tricky Trivia, I am planning on offering a prize of some of the Eclipse glasses.
Oh, good.
Yes. So it's I'm going to do mostly questions based around space and observations. And then from there, we'll be handing out some of the solar glasses. Because we did get some. We participated in a special training and got some free glasses in. Mm-hmm. So we'll be handing those out as we can, especially at our different events to highlight the eclipse.
Absolutely.
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. Being safe to view is going to be a key piece. Heaven forbid somebody looks the wrong way.
Well, the last eclipse in 2017, there were people who were just buying their glasses off Amazon, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And those vendors didn't do their due diligence, and some people did get hurt.
Ouch.
So the American Astronomical Society actually published a list of approved
vendors
and providers for solar glasses. You can get a lot of them on Amazon, but it gives you some lists and people to look for.
The trusted source type.
Exactly.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. That's critical.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. So March, as usual, is full of things to happen. And while we've covered kind of the highlights as part of our theme and regular show, the library calendar is on the library town page. You can subscribe. You can check it out periodically. There's a variety of ways to do things because, oh, by the way, to the extent that things may be added, you can find out where things may be added and we haven't already recorded about it yet. So, stay tuned.
Yes, definitely check it regularly. We have a once a month newsletter broadcast, but also we are constantly updating our Facebook and social media as we get new information out. So if you want to follow us on one of those channels, usually Facebook or Instagram are your best bets. Twitter, a little bit less, but we try to keep that up to date as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the way you're going to get the most up-to-date media information.
The latest and breaking news, because otherwise we would be spending more time recording and would have to probably record weekly, and we may still miss something because of some of the late breaking stuff.
Exactly. There's always something going on at the library.
Right.
We have a lot of fun, but it's a lot to do. So come by, check it out. We have a print calendar. We have our website calendars. We have even a special events calendar that is separate from the town's calendar as well. So there's a lot of places to check your information. I would say best bet, town website and Facebook are the two
key pieces. In addition to clearly the preview that you've been fortunate to share with all of us so we can listen to and find out what's going on, get a heads up on March and the madness that happens throughout the month.
Thank you
for taking time again.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to get this out to more people. We really appreciate everyone taking the time to kind of help us bring more of what we have to our community.
Yeah, it's definitely a valid and busy resource with lots of good stuff there. So, quick reminder, thank you for listening. Hopefully you found some good info. Mitzi's info is on the town page. It'll be in the show notes in case you have some questions or comments, whatever. Feel free to reach out to me as well. And quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.